When you took this program, you had the option to apply for certification. So I wanted to go through and outline what the certification looks like and what you need to do to get there. And it's going to be a great learning experience to get there. I am not a believer in selling someone a program and then giving them a certification at the end just because they bought it. I don't know if they went through the modules. I don't know how good they are. I'm not putting my name on that. So we've created a few hoops that you have to run through that makes your certification valuable. This is what the certificate looks like. It's got my signature on it, it's got your name on it, and it's got this really nice gold seal down in the lower right. And you can hang it on your wall, you can put it in a frame, whatever. So what do you have to do to get this thing? Well, you got to submit to me two recorded 20 or so minute long audio sessions with you just taking somebody through, talking to them, asking them questions that would lead them to telling you more about their blood sugar issues. And then how do you establish the rapport? How do you, well, do you take a case history? And how well do you talk to them about a plan? Obviously, in 20 minutes, you're not going to get a thorough history and you're not going to get a complete plan. But, you know, submit that. It can be longer, but it can't be shorter than that. Okay? And we'll give you, on the site, we'll have a page that is set up and there'll be a recording of a session that we've done that you can get an idea. It's really everything you know how to do, right? Make connection. Hi, Mary. It's so great to meet you. Wow, I see from your shirt there that you're a horse lover. That's really awesome. You know, I used to ride horses when I was little. Boom, you just established a connection with that person. Find something to establish a connection with them. So, Mary, you're suffering. You're here for a reason. Tell me, if your health was not in the way, what would it be that you'd be doing? How would your life be different? And then they may tell you that they would be, you know, teaching piano and traveling around the world and all these great things, and they're connected to. Then you're going to take them through a process of asking them questions. So, what's your health like right now? What are the symptoms? And asking them questions when they tell you a symptom and taking it through. You may find some people to stage these, or and you may do that for your first one, but I'd really like the second one to be somebody real. It would be really helpful for you. Of course, I can't verify that, but I can tell by the rapport. And I'll give you feedback. If I think you're not ready and you need to do so a little bit more, I'll tell you that. But a lot of you already have this experience, so it should be a piece of cake. So then the second piece is you submit two case study write-ups, and there's a standard format that will give you, I tell you, you know, how to ask it, you know, Mary Smith, the 250-pound female, presents with complaints of shortness of breath and belly fat that won't quit and low energy, especially in the late afternoon. And then there's specific ways that you present it. So that if you thought, if you were giving it to me, if like say you had this person and it was over your head and you wanted to refer them to me, that you could send me that and I'd get it. So same thing in your community, there may be MDs or doctors who want to refer to you that you want to be able to write back and tell them what you found. So you'll see an example. It's going to be in Appendix A is referring to a Word doc this was taken from, and we're in the process of editing that and getting it prettied up to send out to you. Then you need some practical hours. People in our NEPT 2 years practitioner certification, they have a lot of practical hours that they get to do, coaching people in my programs, like an internship, and it's an awesome experience. But for this, it's related to blood sugar balance. So I would have you either guide somebody through the sweet spot solution or a program of your own. Okay, so this is how my blood sugar balancing. But I want you to submit for me so I know what you did. This doesn't have to be in the formal report format, but just this person and what they did. And there's an appendix which talks about that, what's in that, what I expect, because I want you to be able to be tracking this. And it's things like, you know, at the beginning, you took their weight, their body measurement, you had an insulin resistance assessment, did a general health screen, whatever you like to do for a general health screen. And then, if you can get them to do blood testing, even better, get them to do the hemoglobin A1C, fasting insulin, CRP, homocysteine, vitamin D, you know, comprehensive wellness, whatever they're willing to do. And we have that all listed in a chart in one of the first modules. And then just write a quick wrap up of what you found, right? Like, this person has headaches and their hemoglobin A1C is 14.7 and their fasting glucose is 126. You know, and write those up. Then you can teach them how to use and track blood glucose using the chart we provided, and get as much tracking data as you can and submit it with this along with this, right? List their supplements before, during, and after completion. And then take weekly notes, how their symptoms are progressing, compliance, emotional state. Provide records of their sleep, their stress, whatever you can get them to do, and whatever you can get by taking notes with them. And ask them, take them through all the different pieces. So if you're doing the sweet spot solution, and you take them through the modules. But if you're doing a customized sweet spot solution or through your own stuff, you take them through that process. Mm-hmm. I just want to see the logic and the write-up and how that's working. And then help them design a 30-day metabolic reset using our chart. You can help them design it, take the foods off that they shouldn't eat, put the foods on that they can eat, and then have a weekly report. So that's the kind of thing I would want you to submit, that you document a case. So you can do two cases. Two of them are in that nice format. Of those, one of those I want this detail written up for. And then there'll be tests. And that's it.